Case number 9972, Gerald Hocker, northeast of Road 17, south of Route 26, a special use exception to place a billboard, a variance for the additional signs on a billboard, and a variance from the maximum height requirement for a sign.
Mailing address?
547 Atlantic Avenue.
And you swear affirm that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Good evening, sir.
What I'm requesting is a special use exception to place a billboard on our properties at the corner of Routes 26 and 17 in Clarksville, Delaware. We have approximately 20 acres of commercial property there, of which probably 75% of it isn't even being used for commercial use. As far as our footage along Route 26, I supplied a diagram of our properties, which consists of about six different parcels. I don't know if you have a copy of that. Mm-hmm. I submitted it when I sent my application. If not, I can give you it. Yeah. That's exactly it right there. Yes, sir.
Here.
We have just shy of 1,240 feet of commercial frontage along Route 26. So what we're requesting is for, actually I do have a question. Is this for just one request or is this for the both of them combined?
So we can take the testimony from this one into both of them, counsel?
Both will be verbatim.
Both will be verbatim?
Yes, sir.
Is it a same sign or two separate signs?
Same.
Identical.
Identical.
Yeah, you can assume all the testimony from one to the other.
Thank you.
Okay.
Great.
All right. Well, what we were doing was requesting to put two billboards up, keeping them at least the 300 feet apart. Okay. Now, what we wanted to do was, with the over 1,200 feet of road frontage, we obviously wanted to stay away from the actual corner where our commercial location is. So with that, we wanted to stay away also from the entrance. So we set it back. We went to the far eastern edge, not the edge of the property, but more middle of the way. So with that came the second request of the two additional signs on that. And along with that request came that we needed the additional 13 feet variance request. As far as any property owners that would be affected, we obviously have on three sides of it. Directly across the road is a vacant parcel, a vacant home. The lady that lived there is deceased. She would not be affected, obviously. But the next property heading on the south side, heading east, would be Mr. Bennett, which he has one parcel with a pretty much a rotten structure on it. His house is approximately 700 feet from ours. So I strongly feel that there's no adjacent property owners that would be affected.
So you requested a 13-foot variance from the 25-foot height requirement. You want to be 38 feet high.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
What's the need for that?
For the
38 feet?
For the actual pole structure is 12 feet from the bottom of the first sign. Then each sign is 10 feet. And in between that 10-foot sign, there is a 4-foot divider between the two. I don't know if you've received this diagram or not.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is this a monopole structure?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to meet your setbacks of 25 feet and the 50 feet?
The
setbacks.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it'd be 25 feet from the road.
Okay, and
From the property line?
Property line.
Not from the road, from the property line.
50 feet. Line. Have to be
which
50.
Property line are we looking at?
Well, you're saying from the road. Okay, it's not actually the road. It's from the front property line you have to be 25 feet from.
Okay, the front, yeah. It's, okay. We have plenty of room there. I mean, we.
How about on the sign? 50 feet.
50 feet on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, we don't have anything from our store at the corner. We have...
You may own the ground, but you have parcels there. They're parcels.
From the property line.
Property line. The property lines that you've owned. See 335, property owned, 335 is the parcel, right?
Mm-hmm.
See that property line there where you have the dot, which you drew for us?
Okay.
Okay. Will it be 50 feet from that property line? See that line there?
It indicates on the tax map that your parcel has 123.2 feet of road frontage. Besides setback requirements, you're going to have to pretty much be in the middle.
Right.
Right.
And that one is a vacant parcel.
Right.
So, okay. That was in the
just
middle.
So you know. That
yeah, in the middle.
Put it closer than it requires another variance. And the same would go with the other, well, we'll get to that, but since we're talking about both, they both have to meet a 50-foot side yard setback requirement.
And they would have to be 300 feet apart, so I could space them accordingly.
And I don't think public buildings, churches, that's nothing, doesn't...
Nothing in that area, but the thing that's worrying me is that you're not going to be the 50 feet from this... you seem to hesitate there.
I wasn't sure what you were asking. I was thinking from the road at that time.
Oh,
when
okay.
You asked me.
All right. From the sides, you
understand
will be.
That,
I do understand.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So this would make a total of how many billboards on those parcels?
Considering the front and back, it would be 8
okay.
on the two structures combined.
And how many of the total billboards, how many would advertise the business that's there?
We don't have an actual business other than our business on our corner.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably heading west. We would anticipate taking at least one of those for our business. And heading eastbound, we intend to take at least one of those to advertise our Cedar Neck location.
Okay. I will caution you that you're probably bordering on on-premise and off-premise signs, and that's another issue.
If we did our...
We advertise the businesses, yes.
Because we own it. So we're better off just leasing it. What if we lease to our corporation? We have two different corporations.
I would say you probably want to talk to the director of planning and zoning.
Actually, yeah, okay. Because our
certain there's
our
certain,
ocean view locations
certain size allowances for on-premise signs, and there's not the off-premise sign could be an issue.
Okay, even if it's a separate tax ID number,
could,
separate business.
Could be. I'm not saying it would be, but it
with
could
a
be.
Lease drawn up.
Best thing to do is be talk to the director.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
And you need all that signage, is that correct?
Excuse
you
me?
Need that signage, all the you need the additional square footage. You can't stay within the 600 square feet for both sides.
That is for each additional or each sign would be the 300.
Okay.
He's looking for two 300s.
Yeah.
Or two 600s.
Or
whichever way
eight,
you look at
eight
it.
Altogether, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is your reason for increasing the height?
To allow for the, we needed to do the additional height for the second.
Second sign?
The second request.
And clearance on the bottom.
I see it.
12 feet.
We want enough clearance because certainly if we ever, you know, there are no plans at this time for the remaining portion of that parcel, but if there would be, we wanted clearance for stormwater management or parking or something of that nature.
That makes sense. Okay, are there any further questions? Members?
No.
Judson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. It's 9,972.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion we take case number 9,972 under advisement.
Second.
A motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 9972 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Okay.
Yeah.
And be taken under advisement. Okay, now we got case